You're listening to Clar & Company with Michael Clar, Saturday mornings at 8, presented by Argonaut, on behalf of the Other Side Academy Addiction Services.
All guests on Clar & Company are heard on the winnersandwiners.com hotline.
ESPN Denver 1600 presents Clar & Company.
We are rocking. It is Rock the Company's Rockin' 2 featuring Adam Munster. Well, we've got some exciting news to ask Adam about. Brought to you by the folks making Colorado beautiful with natural stone construction. Two generations, 6 decades at Mile High Stadium water feature. You've seen the Galloping Broncos come out of that water feature up into the south stands. That's all done by Rockin' Company. Look at their work all over town, all over the West. Rockandco.com, Scott Davis, CA graduate in architecture. And good morning, Adam Munster Tiger. Follow Adam, by the way, at AdamCM777 and read him at his publication, which is the best, BuffStampede.com, all about CU Athletics. Good morning, Adam. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Michael.
All right. Hey, more than signing a top 25 college basketball player, Cody Williams, first one maybe since Chauncey Billups, rated that highly. More than if we got an All-American high school quarterback coming to see you. The most exciting thing I heard this week was the new president at the University of Colorado is the most pro-athletic since Gordon Gee. Helped put Colorado and Bill McCartney and the national program on the map here. And that the program has, of course, and this is news all over town, everyone's talking about this, made a significant offer, identified Deion Sanders as the next coach, and made an offer perhaps as much as $5 or $6 million, perhaps, is what I'm hearing behind the scenes, to try to lure Deion Sanders and compete big time in college football. What do we know about the new regime?
Yeah, it's promising. It's funny, you know, even being at the forefront of some of the reporting on Deion Sanders being a candidate, I'm hesitant a little bit just to fully go optimistic because if you've covered Colorado the last 20 years like I have, it gives you a little pause, right? It's kind of one of those things where things seem to be too good to be true right now, just in terms of where things mm-hmm. are trending with everything. But yep. You're right, Todd Solomon has been saying the right things in terms of being pro-athletics since he took over as the University of Colorado president. And it does, and I have heard behind the scenes that they have been working to try to fix some of the transfer restrictions in terms of getting guys in that are second- and third-year guys in from the portal. And, you know, it wasn't really an issue until – this one-time transfer exemption came in to where guys can transfer and play right away, because in the past they had to sit out a year and you had some time for those guys to catch up to the academic requirements at the University of Colorado. And so I've been critical of Rick George for being kind of downplaying some of the issues there, but from what I've heard behind the scenes, they are working to fix some of those issues. Now it's trickier than just, okay, we're going to flip a switch and now all these transfers can come in, because they have to change these rules university-wide. They can't just make athlete-specific rules. And so, but it does sound like that is happening. We haven't, until we hear exactly how this is going to be played out and we start seeing some of these second- and third-year transfers in that weren't getting in last recruiting cycle, then I'll fully buy in. And then on the Deion Sanders stuff, you know, again, it's kind of just hesitant. Again, I did report on Wednesday that they've made a significant offer to make him one of the highest paid coaches in the Pac-12. And, you know, it would just put Colorado football instantly on the map. And I get some of the concerns of, okay, how long is Deion Sanders going to be in Boulder? And my response would be, don't worry about that. You know, there's no guarantee with any coach coming in. If you hired an up-and-coming coach that's a coordinator right now and he has success in a couple of years, kind of like Mel Tucker, he could leave. You really can't hire a guy going into that process scared, because we saw that play out in February of 2020. I respect Carl Durrell a whole lot, but that was a safe hire, and it backfired. And so it can go. You can have the safe hire that backfires because the guy can't win. So you might as well shoot for the fences and you know, swing for the fences. And you know, now you're almost having to kind of rebuild your roster every year anyway. So one of the criticisms I heard was, well, if they hire Deion Sanders, if he leaves in 2 years, he could bring the whole roster with him. And it's like, well, you're probably going to have to rebuild your roster anyway in today's day and age with college football. So it would be a huge hire. And we'll see here. I don't know the timing of when they're planning to make an announcement, but obviously everybody's impatient nowadays. And so hopefully it happens sooner rather than later.
Some of the impatience has to do with the fact that the transfer portal has become about as big as the recruiting cycle in terms of college football with the new rules, as you've alluded to. And that's coming up, what, December 4th? The transfer portal opens, or is it December 3rd? And that you'd want to have a coach in place ideally for that portal.
Yeah, and now one thing that's good is that unlike the past when the portal was open for business, 24/7, 365. Now there's windows, and so the FBS window, which is obviously what Colorado would fall into, opens up on December 5th, and so guys can't officially enter the portal till then. That's about a week and a half off. That's a week from Monday. So there is pressure on Rick George and Colorado brass to get this done as soon as possible, because you want to have some of those conversations with the guys, because there are guys that will kind of have their mind made up, and you'd want the next head coach to have those conversations before that December 5th date. But at least it's a little better. You know, last year, Colorado had guys hit the portal right after that week after the season opener ended, and, you know, Carl Durrell never really even had a chance to talk to some of those guys. He made a bad decision in hitting the road to recruit high school kids right after the season. And so there is some concern with that, but at least you do have another week and a half until that opens up.
Yeah, and I would think that Deion Sanders, for instance, would want to make his mind up in time to do all of that. And like Jay Norvell, who came with a quarterback and receivers, Shadur Sanders, his son, is a quarterback who's thrown for 3,000 yards, 32 touchdowns in his career at Jackson State under his dad. How good is Shadur Sanders, and would it be a package deal, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I could break down his game. I haven't watched Jackson State play football this year. I've seen, you know, the stats and the fact that they're winning football games, but I haven't really broken down his game. I will say this, that, you know, Owen McCown is the one guy on that in that Colorado quarterbacks room that I think that you want to have back next year. And I'm not trying to be mean towards the other guys in there, but
yes,
you've seen, you know, the play of JT Stroud this year. It's been awful. And Brendan Lewis was just not showing the improvement, and he's in the portal now. And, you know, Drew Carter comes in last week briefly against Washington, and he's not a Pac-12 quarterback, and Maddox Kopp hasn't even gotten to that point of getting on the field. So I think Owen McCown's the only guy in that room that you want back. And so you're going to have – you can't go into next year with one quarterback, obviously. So if Deion Sanders takes a job, I would assume, given, you know, that his son would join him. And, you know, frankly, Owen McCown needs to develop physically. I don't think you'd want it to be a guarantee that he's going to be your starter next year anyways. Even if Deion Sanders doesn't take the Colorado job, the next head coach you'd want to hit the portal and bring an established guy in there to compete with Owen McCown. So they really need to revamp that room. And if your head coach has a son that's got 2 years of eligibility and has put up monster stats, albeit at the FCS level, I think you would be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I think you would. And if you're Owen McCown, you should want to stay put. But we'll see what his dad would say, a longtime NFL veteran. Hey, among the three coaches being mentioned, Ryan Walters, the outstanding defensive coordinator with strong CU ties for Illinois, who jumped up and had a great season under Brett Bielema this year, is mentioned. And everybody's kind of puzzled about the third guy, but I'm hearing a guy whose offense won the national championship for Urban Meyer at Ohio State, surprising everyone, in 2014. Tom Herman might be that third guy. Who's the third guy?
Possibly Herman. Yeah, I mean, Rick George has done a good job of playing this close to the vest, and some of the stuff I've reported on has been tough information to come by, and so don't know, but I like I reported on Wednesday, that Ryan Walters is definitely a candidate if things don't work out with Deion Sanders. And Ryan Walters, I get the hesitation because they've hired guys with ties to CU that have not panned out well in the head coaching role. But Ryan Walters is a heck of a coach. And that defense, which ranked first nationally in scoring defense until a couple games, they haven't given up monster stats, but they've fallen down to third nationally here the last couple weeks. Michigan was able to put a few points on them. That is his that defense at Illinois is his baby, and Ryan Walters is an up-and-comer that, from what I've heard, put together a really good, impressive, possible coaching staff to go around him in Boulder, and has done well during the interview process to be a guy that's considered here for the head coaching vacancy in Boulder late in the process. And if anything, I think his ties to CU wouldn't necessarily work against him, but I don't think they really help him as much this time around, just because usually you want to go in a different direction than the last head coach that you had, and Carl Durrell had ties to CU, and so there's maybe pressure on Rick George to hire somebody that doesn't have those CU ties. But again, Ryan Walters has done so well during the interview process. It is a rising star in the coaching profession. Even before Illinois, he did a good job at Missouri as a defensive coordinator.
Very good.
Keep an eye on him as well.
All right, we got to run. We do have your prediction from BuffStampede.com. I'll give it to everybody. Utah 28, Colorado 7, well within the number, a little bit competitive compared to what some people are predicting. Adam Munsteiger, BuffStampede.com. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you. We'll see you up in Boulder.
See you at the press box shortly. All right. Want to thank Don Apodaca on the board, our new producer, doing yeoman's work today. Bill Bender from Sporting News, Mark Kisla, Denver Post, Jim Armstrong, Kentucky Inn, Justin Michael, DNVR Rams, and Bruce Marshall of TheGoldSheet.com, Sean Keeler, Denver Post Sports, Scott Skeen, and Scott Reichel, winners and whiners, featured picks at 15 and 45. And Adam Munster Tiger, BuffStampede.com. Catch our whole show on podcast at DenverFan.com or your favorite place, Klar and Company, 2 Ks, K-L-A-H-R and Company with a K. Coming up next, it is ESPN Radio at 1:30 today in Denver on ESPN Radio. Colorado State Station, Colorado State men's basketball against Mississippi Valley State, also here in the Denver station, ESPN Radio. Thank you. Keep fielding your dreams with a golden glove and keep dreaming of athletic success at the local universities. And we'll talk to you 10 a.m. next Saturday morning.